But right now, it's the Observation Deck, live from Cowboys Training Camp with the great Gordo, brought to us by Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Supercenter.
Thank you, Miller Man. So last night we had our big team dinner when all the ticket guys get together and have a meal. And we almost had the whole team here. The hardline was not able to make our team dinner for one very important reason. It wasn't traffic. They weren't even able to get to the restaurant. It wasn't. They just couldn't find a parking space. They drove around for 25 minutes outside the restaurant looking for a parking space.
No, I don't think they ever got to the restaurant. I think they gave up on the way there.
I think they just bailed out, too. Because it just... Now, there is a lot of there's a lot of people that are in Ventura right now. We got the county fair going on.
No doubt. I've never seen it that crowded as it was last night.
And is that the reason? Is it just the county fair?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's that popular.
This year.
It's a very big fair. I was reading about it. It's one of the most popular fairs in California.
Some say it's the best fair in this county. So they say that they couldn't find a parking space, so they weren't able to join us for the team dinner. So we didn't have Bob and Corby.
I had a bad feeling about it when I talked to him yesterday afternoon. Because I said, you guys are just going to go straight to the restaurant? Nah, I think we're going to go back by the hotel first. And I said, I don't think you're going to have time for that. I would just go straight to the restaurant. Mm-hmm. Corby, no, I have to shower. And
yeah.
I said, no, you don't. Just come on.
He's such a princess. Meanwhile, we pulled up and parked right in front of the restaurant.
Yeah, no problem.
It was an open spot right on the street.
Pure luck.
Didn't even have to look. We didn't even look for parking for a while. It was just there. So we sit down and have a nice meal. And then afterwards, during the meal, you know, I said, you know, I'm thinking about walking back to our hotel. It's a little bit over a couple mile walk. I think it's about 2.5 miles, something like that. And it's a beautiful walk, too, because you walk right along the beach. And the weather out here was pleasant, low 70s, so it was fine. And Donnie said, hey, I'll walk with you. So it was great. Donnie and I walked back together. Now, meanwhile, I look at my app to see how far the walk is. It said it was an hour. It was like 54 minutes or something.
Wow.
That
walk
back. I didn't
think it'd be that long.
I'm like, that seems a little bit long.
That can't be right because that's probably a mile and a half.
What?
From the restaurant to the hotel?
I swear I just said two and a half.
Yes, as I just
miles.
Said.
But oh. I don't know. I may have just thought that.
No, I wasn't listening.
Oh.
But did your watch tell you it was 2.5?
Yeah, I looked it up on the maps and it said 2.5
okay,
miles.
Okay, I would have guessed the mile and a half, sorry.
Yeah, that's what so it's saying 53 miles. I'm like, that's 53 minutes. And that just seemed way too long. But it was fine. It was like, you know, it's beautiful weather. And with Donnie, we're laughing, having a good time, talking cars and walking back. And so we enjoyed the walk. And I swear, and I did not keep track of the time, but I swear we got back within 30 minutes.
Yeah, I would guess a 30-minute walk would get you back.
Do we just walk faster than
you walk
the
fast.
Two?
Both of you guys walk fast. You and Craig. I don't know about Donnie, but... You guys do.
I find that I have kind of one walking pace. I don't have multiple walking paces.
Isn't the average walk about 4 miles an hour? So that makes sense.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
Be back in 35 minutes or whatever. Not an hour. Yeah. 53 minutes.
But the Apple Maps was calculating that the average American walks 2 miles an hour.
That's like too that. Slow. That's way too slow. That's 30-minute miles.
Yeah.
Or roughly.
And walking along the boardwalk, of course, you just see so many colorful people because the beach attracts, I guess, people that are at the end of their rope. It attracts free spirits.
They can't go any further.
Yes.
They've traveled all this way. They came here.
And you want to be in nice weather. So if you're challenged, societally challenged, socially, it's not socially challenged, but I guess maybe that's right. So you end up by the beach. So you see a lot of kind of crazy looking people. And then you see a lot of really fit looking people. There were girls on bikinis riding bicycles.
Hmm.
That's quite a
interesting
view.
Uni.
Donnie couldn't help but comment on that, which was interesting.
So I looked this up on Google Maps because that doesn't make sense to me that it's 2.5 miles. Mm-hmm. This says 1.7 miles, 38-minute walk. That's accurate. That's about what you guys did.
Yeah, but, I mean, I put it in, and it said from my location to the front door of that hotel was 2.3 miles, I think it said.
Yeah, I don't think that's right because I've ridden my bike on that exact stretch, and it's always around a mile and a half.
Yeah. But pleasant walk, and I – you know, realize how little we walk in Dallas-Fort Worth. So I did some research looking up these walking stats, and America is appallingly low when it comes to industrialized countries, people walking. Matter of fact, I think we may have ranked the lowest of all the, when you look at United Kingdom, Australia, Japan, Switzerland, yeah, America is almost the lowest versus New Zealand is the only other country in which they walk less than we do. Hmm. And there's been many explanations for it, and they don't all hold up. You know, one common hypothesis is that we don't walk much because we have a spread. We're spread out more. But that's not exactly the explanation. It's more that we are less friendly in building the infrastructure for making walkable pathways easy, because it's, you can't average out. Yeah, there's huge stretches of Arizona where things are spread out, but there's lots of places in the Northeast where you have complete nice density, and yes, people walk a little bit more there, but they should walk a lot more there.
Seems like in downtown Dallas now we have a lot more people living downtown, but would you really want to take a 30-minute walk this time of year?
No, the weather is just so painful. But also, they discover that when it comes to walking, it really is a poor person thing and kind of a rich person thing. The middle class doesn't walk as much as the people on either side of them economically.
Interesting. Do they talk about also that we are such a car culture?
That's got to factor into it, yes. Yeah.
The car was invented here. We just love our cars.
Yes, and we just will use it as an excuse to do anything. Like even last night, really, I mean, if there was no time constraint, why didn't everyone just walk?
We just
all walk to the restaurant.
Especially given the parking situation down there.
If this had been...
But we don't think walk first. Our default mode here in our country is car first. You just don't even think about walking.
If we had been at the, let's say, Super Bowl in New York City, hey, this restaurant's a mile and a half away, we all would have walked.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, hey, man, that's close.
Yeah.
That's really close.
Yeah.
But then when they studied the data for pedestrian deaths, the U.S. is way deadlier for walkers than other countries that are close to us. And don't really understand why that is. They're trying to think maybe it's the dominance of SUVs and light trucks with the heavier vehicles, with horrible sight lines for pedestrians, you know, a tall hood that you can't see over as well. So you get a little bit lax in looking for pedestrians. You know, that's also a culture thing, is you don't watch out for pedestrians because you visually tune them out because you don't see so many of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a compounding problem.
Which robo-taxis will help. Like when we were in that, what's the company that we took at San Francisco?
Waymo?
The Waymo. Remember on the screen how it showed all the pedestrians and exactly what they were doing? It sensed every person in its orbit.
They're very sensitive to movement of
lock
pedestrians.
Lock them up if somebody was just walking on a sidewalk near it.
Yeah, where humans will not do that. We tune them out, like you said.
American women walk 26% less than men.
Really?
There is a persistent gender gap when it comes to walking.
Why is that?
I would have guessed to advantage women.
Yeah. When you see people out walking
for exercise,
it seems like there's a lot of women, but no. Women walk less than men. Young adults walk nearly 13% less than middle-aged adults. As a matter of fact, it was quite dramatic in how young people don't walk.
Hmm.
And I would think it'd be the opposite of, I mean, this goes even down to like 16-year-olds. You would think that a lot of people don't have cars then, so you would do more walking, but that's not the case.
Hmm.
New York was the only U.S. state to surpass the 7,000-step daily benchmark that they think that you should at least do that amount.
That makes
sense. New York
sense.
Was the only state to surpass that.
Because everybody in Manhattan walks, and that's the population center.
Right. Yeah. Most Americans, I guess 63%, walk less than 77,000 steps per day. So when it comes to states, I do see that Texas is better than its neighboring states. When it comes to, it says 6,028 is what they have, number of steps that the average Texan takes. And when you move over to Louisiana, it's 5,647. Oklahoma, 5,736. And New Mexico, 5,999. So they advertise that.
Hmm.
Only 5,999. But I was really surprised that women walked less, and that when it comes to the segment of the population age-wise that walks the most here in America, it was the 35 to 44-year-old. That's number one. Then the next age group is the 45 to 54-year-old. And then the 55 to 64-year-old. And then it goes down to the 25 to 34-year-old. And then the lowest number of steps per day is the 16 to 24-year-old.
Hmm. Interesting.
So it's old people that walk a lot.
Do you guys go for walks?
I do when in, well, yeah, I did with Gunner. But I need to do a better
way
job
to go,
of that now.
Craig.
I know.
Sorry.
It's okay.
He had just like 2 minutes ago finally gotten over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess walking the dog is a great way to walk. When our daughter was born, we did lots of stroller walks.
Yeah.
And I loved those, but we haven't done that in 2 or 3 years now.
Yeah. Yeah, I love going for walks, and I sadly seem to not be able to find anyone who wants to go with me.
Well, you found Donnie last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Donnie. So I'm going to start inviting Donnie to drive over to my house.
Go for a walk.
To go for a walk with me.
That's good.
I'm sure he'll be thrilled.
Because it was so nice. But, yeah, we got to do something about the ball sweat weather.
Yeah.
That hurts in Dallas in July and August for sure.
It's so painful.
Yeah. And they always have that graphic on the weather that after a certain time, walking your dog is not a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And this time of year, it's what, after 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
Well, when you would walk
and then after
Gunnar, how far would you walk? And do you ever get to any sort of exercise-y pace because a dog wants to just explore everything, right?
Yeah, and as he got later in life, we didn't go as far. He used to, and sometimes I'd let him off the leash and just let him go in our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'd say anywhere from a half mile to a mile.
Did you have one of those long extendo leashes that he could pull out the line?
Yeah.
He could run like a marlin?
Yeah, those are great, but at the same time, so many dogs think, oh, man, this is great. I'm off leash.
Yeah.
At the end of it. But, yeah, they're great, though. Not probably a great thing to have if you're in the city walking your dog, though, I would think. You'd want to keep them
What, to have the 30-yard leash?
Yeah,
on
I think
dog?
You'd want to keep them closer to you and have them heal. Yeah.
I was listening to some health and fitness podcast recently, and the guy said that if he could prescribe one thing doctors should prescribe to people for better health would be exercise. And he said, if doctors prescribe just walking, go walk 45 minutes a day or 30 minutes a day. He said, you'd make such a drastic cut in diseases and illnesses. We'd be shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Motion is lotion.
I remember our friend, the late, great Zach Crane. I saw him at fight night one night. And he showed up and he was a lot thinner than I remembered seeing him last time. You know, had lost like 20 pounds or something like that. I said, man, what have you been doing? You've been working out? And he goes, no, I just started walking. I just decided one day I was going to walk around at work. And so he would always walk to lunch at work. And I think he lived then in downtown and D Magazine, of course, headquartered down there. And yeah, he just started walking. And he even published a book of the pictures he took while on his daily walk.
Hmm.
And it was just great. And he said it just, and then the weight just started falling off. It was like, here's a really simple solution that was supposed to be built into our lives.
Right.
Right. We just
took it out. We were bipedal creatures that somehow have edited out walking into our existence.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we kind of depended on that to be the thing that kept us looking like humans.
Dinner, rest of the week, let's walk.
Okay.
Deal?
Even if we go to Santa Barbara.
Even if we go to Santa Barbara.
Yes. We just budget the time.